What's good about it? By the 1970s, many of the inhibiting ideas of the 50s were abandoned. Introversion fell out of fashion and the extroverts took over. The self-help industry burgeoned, with many ending up wanting everything for nothing. Strong self-esteem became associated with success in life. Nowadays, narcissistic tendencies are normalised. Strong self-esteem is not the same thing as narcissism, and it doesn't naturally follow that those with weak self-esteem become narcissists. Collective narcissism is very common these days. It is caused by dependence on other people's admiration and recognition. Prevailing attitudes include views such as, "I wish other groups would be much quicker to recognise my own group." "My group deserves special treatment." "It makes me really angry when others criticise my group." "The true value of my group is often misunderstood." There's a test you can take to find out if you are a narcissist. It can let you know when you're at risk of behaving in ways that might make you unpopular with others. On the other hand, if you couldn't care less what other people think, then you're probably not a narcissist anyway. What you have to watch. There is a somewhat peculiar chapter on how car design has made them look more aggressive, and occasionally the author strays from scientific fact into personal opinion.